Rivermere, a new 21-unit affordable housing complex in Lebanon, had only been open for about a month when a brook overflowed on Tuesday night, destroying a road and severely damaging the building, which is owned by Twin Pines Housing Trust. About 40 residents had to be taken to a nearby hotel. Twin Pines director Andrew Winter says it was traumatic.
I had a woman in tears, you know, in her car with her children trying to get out, and I told her, you have to leave the car behind and we have to walk out. It's devastating.
Twin Pines is searching for transitional housing for its tenants in a tight rental market. Winter says the property damage could top $500,000, and he's not sure what insurance will cover. Meanwhile, the Red Cross shelter at Lebanon High School remained open for other Upper Valley residents who may need water, showers, something to eat, and a place to stay. Volunteer Aline Honeywell says she has never seen flash flooding like this, even in her home state of Louisiana.
The hardest downpour of rain I think I have ever seen. It was steady for an hour.
The Upper Valley is bracing for more flooding because even a moderate rainfall could swell saturated streams and soils. Other parts of southern Vermont are also repairing damage to roads and buildings, especially in towns surrounding Mount Escutney. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in Norwich.